We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday, kind of a weird, wacky Tuesday. I'm Bart Winkler, that's Toby Altizer. I'm going to ask this question next weekend. Pretend like I never asked it. And actually, as soon as I get it out of my system, pretend like I never asked it either. But I just got to ask it at least one time. I just got to flush it. Computer's turning on. I just got to flush it from my brain. Is football bad? Is the NFL bad? Is it not a good product?
Come on. It's better than college football.
What the hell did we watch all weekend?
Well, this is the product of adding extra games that didn't need to be played.
I know. As soon as the Rams went up 14-0 last night, I thought, And then they go up 21-0 with the awful pick six.
What was Kyler doing?
I thought, this is going to be the same game I've watched three times this weekend. I watched the Eagles be lifeless. I watched the Steelers have a touchdown and then fade away. And I watched the Patriots struggle. And now we're going to watch it one more time. They expand the playoffs from 12 to 14, and suddenly nobody's good. It was, I was looking forward to this weekend a long time. You get, because we talk a lot about how, I watch Red Zone, but there's really nothing like watching a full game of football. But it is exhausting. I know it sounds weird. You're just sitting on your couch eating Cheetos, but it is exhausting to spend that much time watching six different games over the course of 3 days. And it's exhausting when none of them are good. Maybe one, maybe two.
This is what I want to ask you. How does it feel to go from watching Red Zone every Sunday, and then obviously watching the Packer game in full, but mostly Red Zone, to then watching just full games?
Oh, I love it. I love watching full games. I love Sunday Night Football, because after a full day of my brain going boing, 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 you could just sit and watch a game. I love Sunday
That's
Night Football.
That's why I don't have Red Zone. I got to watch the full game.
Yeah, but when there's other games going on at the same time as a different game, it's too much. I need it. There's more than one game at one time. I need it. I even started going DirecTV. I even started going with their 8-box to see every game. I'm trying to do my own Red Zone channel because I don't think they do Red Zone well enough.
Yeah, I get that. I'll watch maybe two games at once or whatnot, but I got to watch a full game. I don't like watching Red Zone. I don't want to watch just snippets of when they're about to score.
So if Milwaukee gets Detroit and Chicago, you'll sit and watch that instead?
No, I'll turn on Detroit and Chicago or whatever game is on locally, and then I'll watch a game on my phone because I have Sunday Ticket.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, I'm watching every Washington game.
True.
And then keeping up with whatever other games I want to watch.
Okay, yeah, I can't. I need when there's more than one game on, I need to know. Even that Tuesday night, there were two games on at the same time. I double boxed it on my TV. I went picture in picture because my TVs. Do TVs have that anymore? Is picture in picture an old thing?
No, they still got it.
Yeah, but now they're smart TVs. I got the same TV I got a 42-inch, nah, maybe 46. I got a 46-inch Samsung that I bought 2008. Same TV since 2008. How much can you buy a no-frills TV 46 inches for now? $200?
I bought a 55-inch last year at Black Friday and got it with a 3-year warranty for under $200.
55-inch?
Yeah.
I paid $1,000 for this thing. I mean, this was 13 years ago. This was top of the line. There was no streaming then. People were getting Netflix on their in the mail.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a high quality TV, but it still works well, and it's got Roku built in.
And then if my TV, my TV's starting to fade a little bit. Like the edges, you're starting. So I'm gonna need a new TV. But guess what? When I met my wife, she had the exact same TV, 46-inch Samsung. So if this TV ever falters, I'll just go with that TV. I mean, I want like a smart TV. You know, I want to be able to like talk to my remote and say, "Turn on Red Zone," and then it goes diddly doo 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 dee. But you know, I paid $1,000 for this thing. It's like the car I have now. I'm going to ride that thing into the ground. I don't need a new car ever. I'm buying things and I'm sticking to them. And I don't need new stuff.
I'll take the new stuff.
Yeah, but then you got to spend money.
I don't have any money, so.
Oh, I don't either. and then
that's
I see.
That's why I don't have any money. I buy the new stuff.
Then I see The Rock with a $30 million T-Rex behind
him.
Yeah,
what the heck?
And we'll talk about that a little bit later. Because that, like, solved this great mystery on the Manning Cast last night. I did not watch the Manning Cast in the first half. I watched normal Monday Night Football because it's the playoffs, and I didn't want to hear them talking to guests. And then I went to the Manning Cast in the second half, and I'm glad I did. One, it kept my interest. And then it was them talking about football in the third quarter, and then they brought on Russell Wilson in the fourth. And Russell, you know, he just wants to talk about the game. He doesn't want to talk about anything else. He just wants to talk about the game that he's watching. So I like that, but otherwise I was watching the three dorks on ESPN.
There's one dude that we got to talk about from last night, Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray.
He's awful.
I'm glad that we have had the Cardinals pegged for a while. We started leaving. They were like 10-2 and not that it like it matters, but to me it does because, you know, feather in the cap. We started leaving them off our top five because they're no good. They're frauds. Packers broke them. Rasul Douglas broke them. Kyler Murray's awful. Like, I was flirting with, hey, is Kyler bad? Kyler, I think, is awful. I don't think he's like I don't know where he ranks, but he's not
in the top 10.
No, he's been plummeting.
Here's the thing. And you can look at it. I saw a stat with Cliff Kingsbury. I retweeted it last night. I'll have to find it. But Kyler Murray and the Cardinals are the same in that every year they start out well. And then Kyler has some sort of injury. He gets nicked up a little bit. And then he just plays terrible the rest of the season. And he gets into the postseason, and he's finally got a chance to really show what he's got. And last night, what are you doing holding the ball in your own end zone? And then on top of that, let's not just chuck it up for any random dude to grab and get a pick six at your own 3-yard line. This stat last night, the Action Network tweeted out, Cliff Kingsbury's end of the season as a head coach, 2013 at Texas Tech, lost 5-6. 2014, lost 4-6. 15, lost 4-6.
To end the season.
Yeah. 16, lost 6-8. 17, lost 6-8. 18, lost 5-5. And then Then, after all that, he got a head coaching job in the NFL. He goes, lost 7-9, lost 5-7, and lost 5-6. I mean, how bad is that?
I like that. I feel like you're with me when it comes to just being mad about unspeakably bad football.
Well, yes. I want to watch good football. I want to watch these guys perform at a high level. And I think Kyler Murray can get to that point. I think he can be a top 10 quarterback. I think he could even get in the top 5. You see it at times where he's just extra special and he's got everything you want in a quarterback, except for maybe the height. but he just doesn't look comfortable after week eight. And, I mean, even at times yesterday when he'd get out of the pocket and it looked like, all right, here's a chance for him to make a play. He just rocket a pass by a guy's head or rocket it 5 yards in front of him into the ground. And it's just terrible play from Kyler Murray. And you expect a lot from these guys coming out of Oklahoma. You know, you get Jalen Hurts played at Oklahoma. You get Kyler Murray played at Oklahoma. You got Baker Mayfield not looking so hot right now. And it's really disappointing that, and I think this is partially where fantasy football has ruined NFL watching in some ways, in that Kyler Murray is an awesome fantasy quarterback.
Yeah.
You love to have him. But in real life, he's not that good.
Well, and I take it so, like, I don't, the Cardinals mean nothing to me. But I take it so personally. Like, Cliff Kingsbury, just looking at him be clueless bothers me and makes me mad. And before the game, I saw he was in, like, this three-piece suit, really dressed to the nines. And I thought then, you know, Rams by 40. I mean, he bothers the hell out of me. And I don't understand. It just these teams that are no good, or they are bad, and it's almost like they're bad on purpose, or just, it really bugs the hell out of me. It really annoys me. I don't quite understand what I'm watching sometimes.
Well, and thank God we don't have to hear Packers fans complain all week that, oh my gosh, Matt Stafford might have to come into Lambeau and beat us.
Oh yeah, we would have done that if the Cowboys won.
What's going to happen is if the Rams beat the Buccaneers, that same thing's going to happen for the NFC Championship.
Well, I mean, we're in the playoffs now. So now let me get that out of my system about football being bad, because now you've got the best eight teams left, and there's four games this weekend, and it should shape up. It should shape up to be an incredible weekend. We're just going to have to wait and see. 414-799-1250. We'll talk with Ryan Wood coming up about the team that we are facing, the 49ers, and the challenges that they present. Do want to talk to some of you guys that want to talk to us. 414-799-1250. Let's get out to John in Jersey. How about this? John, what's up?
I got you, man. You got that song playing?
It's playing.
All right, I hear it. How you doing?
Good. What's happening?
Listen, going back to TV set, I have a Panasonic Plasma. 55-inch I bought in 2007. I paid $2,500 for it.
Oh, good Lord. Plasma. Is that even a thing anymore?
No more. But it works fine. It's down my cellar because I have my cellar, my basement finished. It fits perfect. And just to go by, like, today's prices, I have a Sony 65-inch smart TV. I got it for $825.
That is bonkers to me.
Yeah, so out here in Jersey, there's a store called Best Buy. You have them out there?
Yeah, we have a Best Buy.
So that's where I got it. And keep that TV. My plasma TV, man, it throws off heat in the room. That's all.
Yeah, plasma TVs were the rage for a while, and then I think they went away.
Anyway, let's get back to this football, man. After we went Saturday night, I mean, these games are unbelievable. Last night, are you kidding me? And then on my pop, that all I needed was Higbee to score. I would have won 100.
Yeah, I'm in like these different playoff pools, and I'm in a numbers thing, and I feel like every time I watch a game, I sit down, I'm like, all right, this is the day that I win $10,000, and then I'm pumping 40 more bucks in the DraftKings today.
I know. Well, listen, you talk about Murray, man. He better go back to baseball.
Oh, I know. He could be saving baseball in Oakland right now. He could have been playing here in Beloit. It'd been a short drive from here. We could have watched him play in Class A with the Snappers.
Well, let me tell you about our game Saturday night. We just got to punch them in the mouth, knock out their running game, that Deebo Samuel, get him under control, and just do what we do, because Rodgers should be able to pick apart their secondary if he has time, which I think he will.
Yeah. I feel good. I feel good about Saturday.
That's what I'm looking at it. So thanks for playing the song. Go get a new TV, man. Come on. They're not expensive.
Well, you're not getting one. I'm not getting one.
I don't need one now. I'm good.
I don't need one.
I thought you said yours was fraying around the edges.
Well, then I got my wife's, though. She's got the exact same. She's sitting in the basement.
You'll never get another one. Forget about it.
Yeah, probably not.
Have a good day, guys. All right, man?
All right, John. See you, buddy. John in Jersey. Best Buy. We do have Best Buys around here. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. No early morning is complete without Mike the Painter rolling out of bed, picking up the phone, and calling us right away.
I would never roll out of bed that late. I'd be late to work there, Mark. So I have a 55-inch Samsung, and listen to this one. So I had bought my own for $700, and I had it for almost 10 years, and the thing broke on me. So I'm in the market of buying a new one. I'm watching the little 42-inch, and we have our Christmas party.
Little 42-inch?
Yeah, well, like 55, you know, and then you go to a 42, it's kind of little. So we have our Christmas party, and I win another 55-inch Samsung TV.
Wow.
Right after my TV broke. And now I have that one that the company had purchased for us.
But this is going to be, I'm warning everybody, like, this is our last.
Yes, I know, this is it.
This is our last TV phone call of the day. I'm not entirely interested.
That was a good story, though.
That's a good story. That one kept my interest, even though I knew exactly where it was going.
So, Kyler Murray, we all knew that there was going to be some bad football once they added the extra team.
Yeah, but I didn't think it'd be this bad. Like, yeah. That was a 4-5 last night.
Yeah, it was a bad football game, and it allowed Matthew Stafford to get his first win because it's just he's not that great of a quarterback.
No, but he earned it last night.
Stafford did.
He's putting his body on the line. He's making good throws.
He really tried.
Yeah, he tried.
He tried really hard. He didn't want to be the reason why they didn't win a football game.
He tried hard,
but Kyle Murray's got to learn, like Russell Wilson and Drew Brees did, that he's got to create his own passing lanes because he's small, you know. And once he does that and he's not just running around in circles like Speedy Gonzalez, you know, he should be a decent quarterback. But I don't know if he'll be a top five quarterback in this league.
Yeah.
He's little. I just don't see it. That team isn't that good of a team, and we showed it. We proved it that they weren't. But we got San Francisco coming in to Green Bay, and we're set. We have it right in front of us. This is our playoffs. This is our time, and we're going to win. We're going all the way there, Bart.
We're going all the way to the Super Bowl, Mike.
We are.
And you're going to watch it on that beautiful 55 inch of yours.
Yes, I am.
All right, thanks, buddy.
You have a great day. Toby, have a great day.
You too, Mike.
All right, see you, Mike.
Later.
Mike the Painter. Mike the Painter. How about, let's see, Doug's in Racine, and he picked up his phone today. What's up, Doug?
Hey, I figured I got to call a couple more times to get a song, so I'm going to call a few times.
I was thinking of the theme song. Do you know the theme song to Doug?
Okay.
There's a show on Nickelodeon back in the day called Doug.
I'd rather have the SpongeBob one. I used to watch SpongeBob all the time with my daughter. She's 19 now, but when she was 3 and 4, we watched SpongeBob all the time, and I actually laughed at it.
This is Doug.
Yeah.
This is a nice little song for you.
Nah, I'd rather have something a little more jazzy in the morning to keep me going on the way home.
You want something jazzy?
Yeah, something hard rock. I'm a hard rock guy, man.
Okay, pick something.
Team Spirit?
I don't know.
Too hard?
No, it was one of our bumpers, and I got rid of it.
How about Alive from Pearl Jam?
We could do Alive.
Got a nice guitar riff.
Yeah, okay, maybe. I'll work on it.
But what's happening with our Bucks, man?
Oh, they're bad.
Is Drew Holiday the MVP in real life?
I mean, they're not bad. I don't know that there's a lot of motivation right now. That might be a problem.
And what's with what's with Hill getting 31 minutes and Grayson Allen and getting less minutes and Connaughton getting less? He was on fire. I read the box score. And looked like Connaughton was on fire.
Yeah, Hill played a bunch. Wes Matthews fouled out.
Wes Matthews couldn't shoot his way out of paper bag last night, huh?
Bucks lost 121 to 114. Played the Hawks. Yeah. Hawks had lost 10 straight home games, and the Bucks had a 23-0 record heading into the fourth quarter when they were up in the third, and they blew that last night too.
Yeah. So maybe Drew's the MVP.
I don't know. I don't know that they have a lot of motivation right now.
We'll see when he comes back. They start pounding it out. But I just was concerned. You know, I'm not real concerned about the Bucks. And, you know, I was talking to a guard at work, and he's all worried about the running game of the, you know, younger guy. He's all worried about the running game of San Francisco. And I'm like, isn't the cold field going to make a difference? You know what I mean? The frozen field or, you know, wet, slippery grass?
Well,
shouldn't that slow them down some?
Well, we have a running game too, you know?
Yeah, we do. We have just as good a running game.
I don't know. The Niners are going to come in here. It's going to be a competitive game. They're going to run the football well. And I think at the end of the day, the Packers still just, they've got a better, I mean, you're talking Jimmy Garoppolo, a banged up Jimmy Garoppolo against Aaron Rodgers. What's the discussion here?
Yep. I'm not worried, but he was all nervous. So, hey, have a good day. Toby, have a good day. And, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Doug, see ya. Doug in Racine, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. We're instituting music for a few people if they call in a lot or if they've earned it or, I don't know, just kind of like, the more I can make this show like wrestling with theme songs, this is a way that, you know, I want to talk about wrestling. I want to talk about Monday Night Raw last night, but nobody cares. So how can I make the show as much like wrestling as possible? Well, I have theme songs now. I thought that was a nice way to do it. John is in Franklin. 414-799-1250. John.
Hey, how we doing?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, question. For John in Jersey, my buddy John in Jersey, is that the Sopranos you're playing in the background?
It was, yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, I had trouble hearing it. I want to give him a little background, little up on the mic in the background, but that's good stuff.
That was by his request.
That's hilarious. Man, I missed that show. Watched your Manning cast for a while last night. You know, I kind of figured it out. You know, when there's a compelling game, I might switch off that depending on who the guest is. But when it's a boring, obvious, non-competitive game like a vast majority of this supposed super weekend where a bunch of pretenders were eliminated, that it was somewhat compelling. You know, I'm trying to watch Larry Fitzgerald, and I just keep thinking about the couple games against the Cardinals where we had no answer for that guy. But I'm here, you know, I'm starting to watch the – you know, this is a difficult position for us as Packer fans. You know, we're used to Rodgers being front and center in the conversation for one reason or another, whether it's performance-based or not. And we had the week off, and nobody's talking about the Packers. Nobody's talking about anything other than maybe Rodgers. Nobody's given the credit to our running game, like a caller ahead of me mentioned. I mean, we're getting no love because nobody's watched us. They've all watched what's gone on. And
yeah, AFC, it's the same thing. When's the last time you heard anything about the Titans?
Yeah.
Nothing. They're the number one seed.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, one of the few things that I am hearing is they're bringing up the Packers' playoff record, Rodgers' playoff record.
He's now 0-3 against San Fran.
Several overpaid talking heads are belaboring that point, and that's okay. I mean, you can't run from it. It's true. Doesn't mean that has to be our future, but it's up to the Packers, and I hope the Packers are hearing this stuff because they need to take offense to this, and they need to make it a mindset that they're going to reverse this trend. You know, I don't want this game to come down to just Rodgers. I'd like to see, you know, a somewhat professional performance by the defense. So this whole thing, like the last game, it had to come down to Rodgers making plays at the end and a long kick. This doesn't need to be that type of game. If we go into it with the right mindset and with the right plan by our offensive and defensive coaches, and ultimately the execution of that plan by what we believe as Packer fans to be a superior team.
Yeah, I feel good. I still feel good. I feel as good as I did yesterday. And I'm just going to keep feeling that good.
I can't wait, and we're one day closer.
We'll be talking to you, Johnny.
I'm out.
414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Yeah, the Niners are the matchup. Obviously, as Doug mentioned a few calls back, the running game is a concern. Maybe the history, the feelings that you get, the familiarity. Maybe it's Shanahan. I don't know. I think that if the Rams win last night, we're freaking out about the Rams. It doesn't matter who we play to me. It does not matter who the Packers play to me because we're in the final eight now. And these teams are all going to be good. And I think these teams are all good, but the Packers are the best. We'll talk a little bit here about the 49ers. Ryan Wood joins us throughout the week, and he's brought to you by the Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs, go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola, online, morolalaw.net, or call 414-327-5800. And in talking to him from PackersNews.com and the Green Bay Press Gazette, it's the 49ers that, yeah, the Packers might be the best, but there's challenges. And the Niners could be the toughest challenge that the Packers were ever going to face this entire NFC postseason run.
I've been saying for weeks the 49ers are a team that, you know, you want to talk about a team that the Packers don't want to see enter Lambeau Field for the divisional round. They present some challenges that it's going to be a very difficult matchup for this Packers team. I think that's a team that on the horizon you can see kind of coming. They've come on strong late in the season, and you know, a team that maybe can travel well with that run game. You look at Elijah Mitchell and Deebo Samuel going for a $168. That run game is going to travel to the frozen tundra. And defensively, their defensive front. Now we got to see if Joey Bosa and Fred Warner are going to be healthy. But that's a defensive front that can give the Packers some struggles. So that's going to be a very I think the 49ers showed against the Cowboys why they're going to be a test for this Packers team.
Yeah, they're going to be a test. And maybe they're of the teams remaining in the NFC, maybe they would be the toughest test. But I do think that because I was just frustrated. I'm online and people, the Niners have one good drive, scripted drive to start the game, and people are already in panic mode. And it's not just online with strangers. It's people texting me. It's friends and family freaking out about the Niners. First of all, it's the bye week. Can we enjoy the bye week? And second of all, let's remember about the Packers. You know, we can talk about Deebo and Elijah Mitchell, and we could talk about who's on the Niners. We should know. We preview the games. But don't you think the Niners are like, oh, they got Davante Adams, they got Aaron Rodgers, they got all these guys coming back. I just feel like the Packers, the Niners could, I mean, I'm not an idiot, they could come in here and beat the Packers. I just don't think it's happening. Maybe if you play this game 100 times, the Niners win a few times. The Packers, they like, am I crazy? This isn't an owner thing. This isn't me being a fan thing. I'm just, the Packers are the best team in the league. And yeah, the Niners beat the Packers before. I don't care. This is this year, and the Packers are the better team. So I like the Packers. I mean, I don't know what the score will be. At least a touchdown. Am I insane?
How many games do you think the 49ers win out of 100?
Seven.
Yep, you're insane. the 49ers are much better than that.
And Aaron Rodgers gets hurt in all seven of those games.
No, that's... Nope. I don't want to oversell them. I think they win 30 out of 100. I don't want to oversell them, but it's not an easy matchup. This is a team, the Packers needed every single second on the road in week three to beat the 49ers. There is some, I think, genuine, especially in the fan base. it's hard to say how much within the organization, but certainly within the fan base, there is some 49ers PTSD. This is a team that profiles very much like that 2019 team. Obviously, same system, same head coach, different defensive coordinator. They don't have DeForest Buckner. That's a very significant difference. They don't have Raheem Mostert. To say it's an over 90% chance that the Packers win this game is, I think, grossly miscalculated.
Well, we'll see what happens on Saturday, because if they win, then I can see, even though it was only one game, and they're not going to play 100 to prove me right. This is where I'm at, though. I'm very confident in the Packers, and I think that a lot of people like to do the worrying part and the, like, funeral eulogy part before the thing even happened. And I just think, here's what I ultimately think. I look at the Packers, and I look at everything. Like, I can lay out everything. I can tell you all the guys that are coming back. I can tell you how good they are in doing this. I could lay out the players. I could lay out the home field advantage. I could lay out the number one seed. There's going to be fans in the stands. I've seen this team, and we all have, get so close so many times that I'm just resigned to the fact if they don't do it this year with everything that's played out for them and, you know, the weird intangibles, it does feel like a Super Bowl year, but even without that, everything's laid out for them. I do think they're the better team than any of these teams left. If they don't do it this year, it's never going to happen, because there could not be a better path for them to try to win this thing. They have everything that they need in front of them. If they don't do it this year, if they can't even get out of the divisional round, well, then it's just never going to happen with this team.
I'd say it's never going to happen if they don't do it this year because Aaron Rodgers, right? We have no idea if he's going to be the quarterback in 2022. That's why this is so dire. It's so urgent to now or never type feel, all chips in on the table, because no idea what 2022 looks like, right? I mean, you can say they've got to figure out by any means necessary to keep Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams, but they might not. And not just a hypothetical, like it's a very real possibility that they might not keep Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. So that makes this, I think, even, you know, much, much more urgent. But it's just, you know, didn't you have the sense last year that last year would be the year? I mean, they were the most talented team, the one seed. They had the NFC Championship game at home, and they just didn't show up in the first half against the Bucs. They didn't show up from the very beginning. This team, for the better part of a decade, has been, if not the most talented team, right there as the most talented team, and continually has failed as an organization to show up in the postseason and to get back to the Super Bowl, despite having the talent to do so. And not a lot of teams in this league can say that you have the talent to get the Super Bowl. This team for the better part of a decade has and hasn't shown up to do it. That is what has to be different this time. They have got to actually show up in the postseason and play. You know, we said about the Dallas Cowboys, right? Not played in some of their parts. This Packers team's got to play in some of their parts. If they do, they are the best team in the NFL, but we have seen them continuously fail to do that over the years. This year needs to be different.
One thing that I do want to mention, one player that I want to mention, because what an honor for him, Devondre Campbell, to get signed when he did. Nobody was really interested. He got signed. He was one of those guys, he got signed. And, you know, the free agent period is so, like, fast, and there's so much going on that then we got to the training camp. I was like, oh, my God, yeah, they signed this guy. And he turns into an all-pro. And I think it's a great testament to everybody. Joe Barry, Brian Gutekunst, that's a feather for him. But for Devondre Campbell to come in, to be, like, this is the position that the Packers don't value, it looked like, for a decade. And he comes in here, and he's an all-pro. What a tremendous honor and accomplishment for him and really for anybody involved in that decision.
First all-pro Packers inside linebacker since Ray Nitschke. That's not only historic, that's pretty phenomenal. And it's good to see, because Devondre Campbell got absolutely hosed in the Pro Bowl voting. Like, how that guy wasn't a Pro Bowler, no idea. He absolutely should have been a Pro Bowler. He was the one snub on this team that you looked at and was like, how, what? So for him to get the all-pro respect, which is it leaps and bounds more credible than the Pro Bowl voting. It's a great testament to him. It shows that people have noticed the season he's had, and it means he's going to make a whole lot of money. He's going to make a whole lot of money next year.
Yeah, another guy that probably won't be here. So there is urgency, man. You're right. There's urgency. Rodgers, Devontae, those question marks with those guys, but there's a lot of other guys that could be playing at Lambeau for one of their final times coming up this weekend. How about this, too? You talk about linebackers. Whitney Mercilus, I totally forgot about. I was like, that was fun. Injured reserve. All right, it was cool that we had him. Now he's back. Like, they could be lining up with Mercilus and Campbell and Preston and Gary and Zadarius. My goodness, this linebacking core went from like Oren Burks and Ty Summers to maybe one of the better ones left.
And he might be really, really important now. Because where Whitney Mercilus, he showed some pass rush in his, played four games, three and a half, after arriving from Houston. And in that fourth game against Seattle, he showed some pass rush. He had one sack. Then he tore his biceps on another sack, a sack attempt, when Russell Wilson broke free. So he almost had two sacks against Russell Wilson. So that's some pass rush, right? He was much better. Where he really helped was as a run defender, setting a hard edge against the run. And here come the San Francisco 49ers. If he's able to set a hard edge against the run, play some early downs, and really help in the run defense against this Kyle Shanahan scheme, where did the 49ers rack up their 300 yards of rushing in the NFC Championship game 2 years ago? It was attacking the edges. That's where it was. That's where pay dirt was for them. So, yeah, I think Whitney Mercilus coming back, it's a significant thing. You know, even if he doesn't play a ton, even if he's a fourth outside linebacker, it's significant given the matchup this week.
Ryan Wood is on Twitter at @BYRyanWood, by Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette, and we thank him for his time throughout the season into the off season, which hopefully will not be for a little bit. And when you talk about Whitney Mercilus and Rashawn Gary and the Smith brothers who were hanging out at the Bucs game over the weekend, I mean, you could talk about Deebo Samuel and the Niners rushing attack, but they're rushing against these guys, you know? So I feel with the defense, I feel very good about this Packers game. I am like 100 out of 100 in my confidence level. Some of you guys maybe not quite there. We'll try to get you there, because I want people to go into this game on Saturday with no misery, with no worry. Let's try. We do that every year. Let's try going into a game where we're excited and we're going to see a win. You know, sometimes you watch a new movie, you're like, oh, I can't wait for Spider-Man. I can't wait for Star Wars. And you go to the movie and you know it's going to be good, and then it's good. If you go in thinking, oh, this might suck, well, then guess what? You probably don't like the movie. I want you to enjoy the game. And they're going to win, so enjoy the game. I also want you to enjoy, what I really want you to enjoy more than anything is probably the beauty of your car. And you know, your car is a part of you, man. We're in a society, man, where cars are like, we need cars. Public transportation's for the birds in this country, so we need cars. And why drive around? Why drive around in a car full of grime and dirt and grease? You gotta drive around in a clean car. How often do you guys shower? I shower every day. You know what? Not only does it make me clean, this is going somewhere. Not only does it make me clean, I feel good. Don't you think your car wants a shower too? Scrub it up, scrub club. Hard to say, easy to use. Wash your car every day if you choose. One low price starting at $13 a month. The Scrub It Up Scrub Club at any local Scrub It Up location. Sign up at scrubitup.biz.
I feel like we're a different team now than we were then. You know, it's as everybody is. I mean, you just start out the year and you go through a number of different players and things like that. But just watch, I mean, football is not much different. I mean, both teams schematically, plays you're running, concepts you're running, the coverages they're doing. I mean, there's some little different wrinkles when you watch teams at the beginning of the year, at the end of the year, but most of the stuff stays the same. It's just nice to see when a team's executing better, when you feel like guys are practicing, playing better together as a unit, and I think we're in a better spot now than we were at that time.
The Packers last played the 49ers Sunday, September 26th. The Packers needed 37 seconds. That's it. No timeouts for Aaron Rodgers to get Mason Crosby. That's when he was still good, Crosby, in a position to kick a field goal. Packers win 30-28 on Sunday Night Football to start the season 2-1. Kyle Shanahan insists since that time they are a better team. All right, well, we'll find out on Saturday. That may be the case, but I think the Packers are a much better team since then as well. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. You could tweet us, Toby's at Toby_Altizer. I'm at Winks Thinks or at Bart Winkler Show. We still do not have access to our station account, and I'm starting to think it may be never. I mean, we are WSSP, former airwaves of WEMP, which has given you such classics like the 1957 Braves World Series. And if Twitter won't bend over backwards for a legacy station like ours, who will they bend over for? So we may have to create an entirely new Twitter.
May have to happen, or we have to wait till our 18th birthday.
Or we have to wait till our 18th birthday. Apparently, we're too young because Sparky changed the birthday and Twitter malfunctioned. I don't quite get it, but hey, tweet us. Or just don't tweet. Or just don't do social media. That'd be good. Ron is in Rome, 414-799-1250. I do need a song for you, Ron. What's up?
Yeah, hi. I wanted to talk about your sister station, 670 The Score, a little.
Yeah, please.
Les Grobstein died, and I used to listen to him in the 80s, and then I rediscovered him when I started using Odyssey again. And he was a legend. He had an encyclopedic knowledge. He could remember games from the 60s, and he was just a legend. He'd kind of be like to Chicago what Bob Uecker is to us. He just felt like an institution that would last forever, and he died Sunday night. And so the radio last night, they were doing tributes to him and stuff, and I just want to give my condolences to the Chicago community and to his family, and to say that I enjoyed many years listening to him. And he hated the Packers, though, and I would call in every once in a while. This year he was going crazy after the I own you comments. So.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, Grabber, yeah. You know, Freems was a big buddy of Grabber because he would go on Grabber's show sometimes, and then Grabber's been on this show a few times. We had him on, the last time we would have had him on was at the Brat Bowl when we met up with 670 The Score in Kenosha at the Brat Stop, and he came over and did a segment with us, and he was just like, I'm blown away by this guy. He was just like a character, man. But he was fun, and we weren't even talking Packers Bears, and he would like turn the conversation back to it to grind on the Packers. I was trying to find audio from that last night, and I don't know where we have it. So I wanted to play some of that today, but I'm glad that you at least brought it up.
Did you know who he was before you met him?
Yeah, I've heard of him. You know, I didn't listen to Chicago radio. I didn't do that, but I certainly knew all about the Grabber. Sure.
Yeah, and I wouldn't listen to him except that I don't like the Nationals cast that CBS has at night. And I also, that's why you should give Toby the 5 o'clock show like Ryan used to have.
Toby, you want to do 5 a.m.?
Sure.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
That would be much better.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, Ron, thanks for calling in with that.
All right, thank you. Bye.
All right, see you, buddy. Ron in Rome. That's above my pay grade.
Yeah, the lovely Bart Winkler pregame show that Bart Winkler's not on.
Yeah, please, if for some reason, if you do a 5 a.m., or if you do any show, please don't put my name on it. It'd be your show.
But I thought you liked when people put your name on stuff. We have Tony in Texas doing your wrap-up show.
Yeah.
You have Horvat doing your pregame show.
No, that was always weird.
Granted, Horvat landed himself a good gig, so maybe it worked out. Maybe Tony's going to be the next national radio host.
Yeah, you do 5 a.m. around here, and who knows where he could be. Yeah, Tony will be on BetGM tonight in a matter of time. Bill is in Slinger. Bill, what's up, Bill?
Hey, Bart. Hi, Toby. Hey, Bart, I'm right with you with the confidence level. If I was a 49ers fan, I'd be afraid of Rodgers, Adams, Jones, Dillon, Lazard. How are you going to stop that? And then defense, now you got four outstanding outside linebackers, plus Campbell in the middle. Kenny Clark is healthy at totals, and we're probably in the best shape we've ever been in the playoffs under Rodgers with quarterbacks. So defense ought to be awesome. I think Packers are going to win 31-17.
Well, I feel exactly the same. I think that's the score I tweeted over the weekend, Bill. And, you know, if you're the 49ers, you got to be looking at this. Like, if you come in here, like, we keep talking about Deebo Samuel and Elijah Mitchell, and then we, like, stop. George Kittle. But, my goodness, if you're a Niners fan, you're like, we got to go play in the cold. We got to go on the road on a short week. We got to face Aaron Rodgers. And they got Bakhtiari back. And there's A.J. Dillon's running all over the place, along with Aaron Jones and Devontae Adams, best receiver in the league. And their defense is really good. And I'm a 49ers fan. Like, we can be worried all we want, but it is the largest spread of the divisional round. I mean, the Packers are the biggest favorite of the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, people, if you're a Niners fan, you're either one of two guys. You're either the one that has the irrational confidence and says, oh, yeah, bring on Green Bay. I've seen some of those people on Twitter. And then there's the other ones that are realistic and say, look, I don't want to face Green Bay. They're the team that you don't want to have to face. They're the buzzsaw. Like Horvat and you were talking about yesterday, always seems to be a team in the NFC that is the one you don't want to face. That's Green Bay. You don't want to face them. They're the best team in the NFL. And I don't want it to seem like this week that maybe you are. I'm not totally dismissing the fact that the 49ers couldn't come to Lambeau and win. But it's not going to happen. Like, I don't think there's a scenario where I see that happening where it's not the Packers' worst game of the season outside of what they did against the Saints in week one. Like, I don't see them coming out and playing a dud performance against the 49ers. And as long as they play a decent game, I don't see the Niners winning. Even if the Niners play some of their best football, I think the Packers' defense is going to be able to stop the run game enough that they're not going to be able to put up a large amount of points. The Packers' offense is going to roll. And I think the big thing with this Niners' run game is you just got to be really disciplined on the defensive side of the ball. You got to stay in your lanes. You got to avoid getting out of position because of all the different misdirection that Kyle Shanahan likes to use. And he's a good offensive guy, so I think he's going to be able to, you know, get some plays here or there with Deebo or Elijah Mitchell or George Kittle. So don't get discouraged if they hit a couple plays on you. That's going to happen. And maybe early on with the scripted plays, they do have a nice scripted drive to start the game, kind of like they did against Dallas. But if we take out that first scripted drive, what about the rest of that game makes you think that the Niners are going to come to Lambeau Field and beat you?
The Niners can come to Lambeau Field and win. They can do that. They can do that. Just like the Cardinals could have went to SoFi and won. Just like the Eagles could have went to Raymond James and won. It's like the Patriots could have gone to Buffalo and won. But, you know, I don't think it'll be that large of a gap. But I do think the Packers will be, you know, the Niners are probably going to score first just because that's, you know, then so because Packer Nation's already on a tilt. So let's all jump, you know.
Well, and I think that.
But other than that, the Packer, you're right. I mean, the amount of things that would have to go wrong and how bad they would have to play. If they don't beat the Niners, then they don't deserve to be in the Super Bowl anyway. I'm fine. I understand that we're all worried because of all the heartbreak. But this is the best team in the best spot that we've had, I think, during this run. So I feel if they can't get it done, that ain't on me. I mean, I'm not worrying for their failures anymore. They've got everything in front of them. So I'm not taking that on, you know?
Yeah, let's go in a roundabout way here. You had the Cowboys who are almost able to beat the Niners, right? They were in a position to do it. That's the same team that you watched last night lose to the Cardinals. So it's not as if the Cowboys are anything special. I think you wanted that game. It was going to be a fun game to watch. It was a good game. It, you know, interesting. But it's not as if the Cowboys are the Cowboys of the middle of the season, beginning of the season, that we were scared of, that you were saying might be one of the top teams in the NFC, one of the top teams in the NFL. That Cowboys team was playing bad, and they hung around with the Niners and almost won it because the Niners couldn't pull away from them. And here's the thing. If the Niners have a lead on the Packers and they're not able to pull away, then I like my chances with Aaron Rodgers coming back and winning it. You already saw it with the Niners game early in the year. All it took for Aaron Rodgers to come back and win that game when he's down a point is 37 seconds, and he didn't even have a timeout. And he goes down and wins the football game. And so when you look at that, the margin for error for the 49ers is so small, because if they give a glimmer of hope to Aaron Rodgers, he's already shown that he can go down and capitalize on it. They can come in and win, sure, but unless so many things go wrong for the Packers and everything goes right for the Niners, I just don't see it happening.
The other thing is the Niners are banged up. Fred Warner, their linebacker, sprained his ankle. He's tweeting that he should be fine. Nick Bosa, concussion, so I'll have to watch if he's ready to go. I would imagine he is. And then Jimmy Garoppolo, now his shoulder is slightly sprained, his right throwing shoulder.
Now, here's your X factor. If you're worried about running quarterbacks, Trey Lance is a running quarterback. I don't think he could beat you in the playoffs, but if you want a nightmare scenario, how about Trey Lance coming in off the bench because Jimmy Garoppolo's hurt and finding a way to pull off some rookie magic? That's the only thing. I want Jimmy to play. I'm not worried about Jimmy Garoppolo. I think he's a better quarterback right now. And I think that he can run their offense more efficiently. But if you are worried about a running quarterback, then you better hope that Jimmy stays in.
414-799-1250. More from you guys coming up. We want to talk about your, I mean, just where you're at today. You saw the Niners win. You got the freak out. You rested a little bit. You're starting to look at this from a more realistic approach. Want to know where you're at. Also, next hour, we're going to talk with Don Wachilis at the College Sports Show. As the NFL expanded, maybe it's a lesson that college football shouldn't with their playoffs. And the eighth-ranked Wisconsin Badgers, the eighth-ranked Wisconsin Badgers in action tonight at Northwestern. Will their arena be as much of a bugaboo as their football field for this Badgers team? We'll talk to Don about that coming up, and more from you. 414-799-1250 here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.